You're listening to SBS News.
An environmental scorecard shows more Australian animals are facing extinction and its ecosystems are deteriorating. The 2021 State of the Environment report has been released and it paints a grim picture. Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek has called it confronting and difficult.
Individually, every one of these revelations is dreadful, but it's only when you think about the cumulative impact that you begin to get the full picture of environmental decline.
The report is published every 5 years. The latest release describes Australia's environment as poor and deteriorating and states that land temperatures have risen by 1.5 degrees since consistent records began. Biodiversity has also been decimated, with the report revealing Australia has lost more mammal species than any other continent and warning at least 19 ecosystems are on the brink of collapse. One of the report's authors, Professor Emma Johnston, says species are being threatened by a variety of factors, but there's one underlying issue.
It is a sobering read. In general, most of our environments are in a poor state, and critically, their trajectory is poor as well, so they're deteriorating. The main cause for that is the impact of climate-related events.
The 2019 to 2020 bushfires alone saw billions of hectares of land destroyed and up to 3 billion animals killed. CEO of the Australian Conservation Foundation, Kelly O'Shaughnessy, says the report is shocking but not surprising.
This report is all about extinction. We can stop extinction. It is a choice. And how we stop it is by stopping land clearing and by stopping new coal and gas mines.
The report was handed to the previous government last December, but it delayed in releasing it. That sparked criticism from Tanya Plibersek.
The previous minister, Susan Ley, received it before Christmas but chose to keep it hidden, locked away until after the federal election. And when you read it, you'll know why. But while it's a confronting read, Australians deserve the truth.
The Labor government has promised by the end of the year to respond to an independent review of the Environmental Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act, or the EPBC, that was handed to the previous government in 2020. It's also committed to changing the Act next year, including protecting 30% of Australia's land and oceans by 2030. Kelly O'Shaughnessy says that's a good start.
We do need to see them put some more money into restoring nature. Very supportive of the idea of protecting 30% of Australia by 2030 and hope that that might move forward to 50% by 2050.
But the government still looks unlikely to budge from its emission reduction targets or the opening of new coal and gas mines, which it committed to during the election. Tanya Plibersek says she's not about to start breaking those promises.
On the 43% target, we made a promise to the Australian people. We're going to keep the promise. We're only going to have one go at this. So I need to make sure that they're the right changes that I'm proposing and that we take people with us.
The Greens have been pushing for a higher and more ambitious target. But Environment spokeswoman Sarah Hanson-Young says her party is willing to work with Labor.
Well, this is a code red on our environment and we need urgent action now. It's an emergency. Legislative change is needed, but it needs to happen much faster. And the Greens are willing to work with the government to make sure we can get stronger outcomes as quickly as possible.
Wildlife ecology expert Professor Ewan Ritchie says it shows policy has not been working.
However you look at this, Australia's governments, state and federal, are failing us and they're failing the environment. And it's really problematic because, of course, we literally depend on the environment for our survival.
Opposition environment spokesperson Jonathan Dunningham has released a statement saying the government should focus on solutions rather than politics. SBS approached former environment minister and now deputy opposition leader Susan Ley, but she refused to comment on the report. Krishani Danji, SBS News.